如果我说爱的源头就是来自创造的主，相信大家是基督徒的不会反对吧。
First say that love is ultimately from the all-creating God. I'm sure those of us who are Christians would not disagree.
但是要是你是还不是基督徒的话，也许你不会同意。
However, if someone was not a Christian, they may not completely agree.
当然今天圣灵在我们心中的工作，既然你听完这篇道之后，也会同意我这个说法。
But I hope today that through the Holy Spirit, it'll work in you so that after hearing the gospel, you too will agree.
我们一起来祷告。
So let us pray.
主啊，我们是一群蒙恩的罪人，蒙你的呼召来到你面前，靠着你的恩典成为你的儿女，求你的灵在我们当中亲自的感动带领改造我们，好叫我们的行为能够流露出你的爱。以上的祷告是奉我主耶稣基督名求，阿们。
Lord God, we are a group of sinners who have received your grace, who have heard your calling and stand before you, relying on your grace to become your children. Lord, I pray your spirit will work in us and move us, lead us and change us so that we, our actions, can reveal the love of the Lord. And we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
爱可以分为亲情、友情、爱情跟恩情。
Love can be divided into familial love, love of friendship, love and grace.
在亲情中呢，相信大家都认为母爱是最值得你敬重的。
And in the concept of familial love, for example, I believe everyone would agree a mother's love is possibly the greatest.
母爱不会因为国家或者民族的不一样会有所分别。
I mean, a mother's love transcends race and cultural backgrounds, no matter which country you are, your mothers will love their children.
母爱是超越这个种族跟文化的界限的。
And yeah, it transcends beyond racial and cultural boundaries.
无论你是哪一个国家的人，你一定会向你的女儿儿女流露出你跟付出你的爱。
No matter which country you're from, you will always unconditionally and unfailingly love your children.
特别是在孩子婴儿的时候 baby 的时候
especially when they are infants.
我们来看看教会的一些刚有新生 baby 的妈咪，从他们身上你就可以看得到。
I mean, let us look at the examples of all the mothers with young children at our church. They all love their children.
我们也可以在这些图片上看到母爱的自然性。
And from the following photos, we can also see the natural love and affection mothers have for their babies.
这种爱是甚至到在动物界里面都是一样的。
I mean, this kind of love exists even amongst the animal kingdom. All of nature.
这些就是上帝的在女性上面的设计，在存在女性人体里面的 DNA 里面的。
Because this was God's design. This was placed within a woman's DNA by God.
Now,不是说爸爸就没有这种 DNA, 只不过是表示的方法不一样。
Of course, that's not to say that the father also does not have the same love for the children, but they usually express it a little bit differently.
通常爸爸都会比较保守的，特别是我们的亚洲文化的人。
Fathers are a little bit more conservative, especially in Asian cultures.
这种爱的在友情里面呢也是一样的。
And love is similar, even in friendship.
也不会因为国家的不一样、种族不一样有所界限的。
Friendship is also a concept that transcends boundaries of race and culture.
欢迎来加澳大利亚，一个澳大利亚是一个非常特殊的，因为它是多元文化的国家，所以这种跨文化的友情呢是可能不太明显。
It's like Australia, where it is very multicultural. Interracial relationships are perhaps very common.
这种跨文化的友情呢，在动物界里面都是一样的。
And this kind of cross-cultural, cross-species friendship also exists in the animal kingdom.
我以前家里就是四个猫跟狗育养在一起。
Previously had a lot of cats and dogs together at my house at the same time.
他们很少打架。
And they barely ever fought.
刚才说出爱的一部分，其中就是真爱是来自恩情。
Previously we had been discussing the love part. However, real love, true love comes from grace.
大家可能会问什么叫恩情啊？
Perhaps you may ask, what is grace?
恩情的中文解释就是深厚的情谊，英文可以翻译成 grace。
China's definition is perhaps deep bonds of friendship or affection, whereas the English translation is grace.
殷勤它有一个共同点，就是付出以施予。
But there is a common theme, and that is that it is generous and giving of effort in both contexts.
刚才我们看到的母爱就是其中的一种。
Maternal love, as we saw before, is one example of it.
所有爱都要靠这个恩情来支撑的。
All love is derived from grace.
不论你是站在哪一种角色，只要是你存在这种恩情，你就会付出跟施予。
No matter what kind of character you are, as long as there is grace within you, you will be generous and selfless.
母爱是这样子，友情朋友之间也是这样。
A mother's love for her children is like this, as is friendship.
有一个牧师，当他知道他的一个弟兄需要换肾才能够活下去的时候。
For example, once upon a time there was a pastor who knew that a brother in Christ needed a kidney transplant.
他就把他的肾捐给这个弟兄。
And so he gave his own kidney to save his brother's life.
这个是恩情。
This is grace.
当然，这个牧师认识这个弟兄有一段的时间。
Of course, the pastor must have known his church member for a long time.
果然，他们之间有深厚的友情。但是，这个牧师没有恩情作为他的动力的话，我相信这个牧师不会这样做。
And they must have had a close, friendly relationship. However, if the pastor did not have such grace as a motivation, he would not have given his kidney.
没有恩情动力，欢迎你，你会把这个肾捐给他们。
I mean, if it were you, and you were not motivated by grace, would you donate your kidney?
大家想想，当你要你把这个肾，假设捐给你的亲人的话，你自己家里的人，可能你会很容易克服你心里的情感。
So let us think, if you were to donate a kidney, perhaps to your own family member, you might be able to persuade yourself quite easily.
但是现在是要你捐给一个跟你唯有血缘关系的人。
However, what if we asked you to donate it to a completely unrelated stranger?
在这里，假设没有神的感动的话，是不可能的。
I think, if we're not for God's inspiration, this would never happen.
这个就是上帝的恩情，让他有付出跟施予的心。
And hence, in the above example, this is God's grace allowing the pastor to have such a generous heart, giving his kidney.
有关恩情的例子呢，甚至他是会把自己的命也捐出来的。
These examples are in relation to grace, some to the extent that even one is worth giving his life.
在很久以前，在温哥华有一个电影的新闻报道，就说有一个养鸡的农场发生火灾。
Once upon a time in Vancouver, this time there was a chicken farm and there was a fire that broke out at the farm.
整个农场烧掉了，里面的鸡变成什么？肯定是 BBQ chicken 了。
And unfortunately, the farm was burnt down, including all the chickens who are now
barbecue
chickens.
在工作人员清理的时候，他们发现有一个母鸡，它笑的死的形状是两个翅膀是打开的。
But when the firefighters were cleaning up the scene, they saw something inspirational. It was a hen with its wings outstretched in a strange position.
在翅膀下面依然是有些小鸡在活的。
Under her wings were two baby chickens.
这个就是天性。
They were still alive. This was pure natural instinct.
也有一个真实的故事，就是在有一个美国的议员讲出来的。
And there was also another story by a US congressman who witnessed this story firsthand when he was in the army.
他在过去参加一场打仗里面呢，天上有一个手榴弹。投到他们中间。
Previously, during a battle, during a war, a grenade was thrown into their unit.
手榴弹还没爆。
And the grenade had not exploded yet.
大家都不知道怎么去做的时候。
And everyone was shocked and they all froze.
有一个人的反应就是用自己的身体压在这个手榴弹上。
One soldier immediately leapt onto the grenade, covering it with his body.
这个反应，这个确定，可以说是虽短于 0.1 秒。
This kind of a
听完以后，我们会佩服他。
I mean, after hearing it, we must think he's quite admirable.
但是也会问他为什么这样做。
We'd also think, why would he do something like this?
原因相信只有一个，就是他爱他们。
There's only one explanation, that is, he loved his comrades.
但上帝的恩情的时候，你会觉得这个很不合理。
But comparing this to God's grace, you may feel it is even more irrational.
上帝的爱是超越这个逻辑性的。
Because sometimes God's love seems almost beyond logic.
不符合道德传统跟公义的标准。
God's love sometimes beyond traditional standards of morality and justice.
因为上帝是出自他怜悯的心，出自恩情。
Because God's love is derived from his heart of mercy, his grace.
上帝的恩情是给一些领受者，他是不配的对象。
However, the recipients of God's grace are often not worth such grace.
刚才我们所说的舍己救人的例子中，我们都会觉得这些人都是值得我们歌颂的。
I mean, previously we talked about examples of self-sacrifice and how we admire and praise such actions.
但是你会想想，这些人愿意捐出他的生命，他们因为这些人是值得他去救的。
However, let us think, the recipients of the sacrifice that the people previously made, are they worth the sacrifice?
但是想想，假设对方是不值得你去救的时候，你会愿意做吗？
And if they were, what if the recipients, in another case, were not worth the sacrifice? Would you still make that sacrifice?
甚至到牺牲你的性命。
Perhaps the people you're trying to sacrifice for your enemy.
上帝的恩情就是能做出这种不合理的常理。
But
超出这个逻辑，超出这个道德的传统。
It is God's grace that is able to allow us to accomplish such things.To defy logic and traditional values of justice.
主耶稣曾经讲过一个浪子的比喻，这个比喻中就表示了上帝对罪人的恩情。
Christ once used the parable of the prodigal son, to show God's grace to sinners.
这个浪子不理他爸爸的庄严，败坏了他爸爸所有的财产，最后想到没钱了，就想到回他爸爸那里。
The son completely ignored the father's dignity, wasted his family property, gift to his father, and eventually returned home to his father empty-handed.
在他还没到门口的时候，他爸爸老远已经看到他了。
But even before he got to the front door, his father had seen him from a long way away.
我相信他爸爸应该是每一天都站在远门口，看着这个孩子会不会回来。
His father perhaps waited for him at the door every day, hoping that his son would return.
所以他在他走到爸爸面前，还没开口跟他爸爸说对不起的时候，他爸爸已经把他拥抱住。
Sorry to the father, the father had already embraced him.
这种也是一种不符合传统道德的文化的施予，也是上帝的恩赐。
This kind of love, this kind of grace is profound and is completely unlike traditional values of sacrifice.
今天大家在座的大部分都是华人，假设我们用华人的角度去看这个故事会怎么样呢？
I mean, today most of us sitting here are Chinese. So if the story had occurred in the Chinese culture, in the Chinese context, what would be the result?
算是会这样子的。
I believe it would be like this.
尽管这个爸爸是非常心中非常高兴儿子回来了，但是爸爸可能就是先不会抱他。
No matter how happy the father was that the son had returned, the father would probably not be the first one to embrace the other party.
爸爸可能会这样子等着他。
Father would probably wait for the son with his arms crossed like this.
等什么？等他说对不起。
Wait for the son to say, I'm sorry.
有些时候我们就是这样子，甚至到要孩子跪下来向你认错。
Sometimes Chinese parents perhaps even want to...
我以前就是这样子来教训我的女儿。
Michael used to be like that to his daughters, apparently.
最后，我不是等他们来对不起，是我先跟上帝来说对不起。
But then I changed my ways. Instead of waiting for them to say sorry to me, I instead said I was wrong. I apologized to God.
因为我错了。
Because it was my fault.
跟我们回到这个比喻中看这个爸爸。
So let us come back to reviewing the parable about the prodigal son.
这个孩子还没向他爸爸开口说对不起的时候，他爸爸已经把最好的衣服、杀肥牛、开 party 来庆祝。
even as the son returned, before he even had a chance to say, I'm sorry, the father had already embraced him, given him new clothes, ordered a calf to be slaughtered, and threw a party to celebrate.
原因是什么呢?
Why was this?
我们来看看经文怎么说。
Let's see what the Bible says.
经文说三里还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
The Bible says, while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him.
原因就是爸爸看到孩子的需要，动了怜悯的心。
The reason was, when the father saw the son and the fact that he was in need, his compassion overcame him.
这个怜悯的心的来源就是恩慈。
And with the heart of compassion, with the heart of mercy, he made a decision.
现在呢，我们来看第二点。
Sure.
爱是要付出代价的。
And now to do. Requires sacrifice. Requires.
我们经常说爱是施予的，真爱是要付出的。
We often say, love is giving, love is sacrifice.
你当中是有代价的。
As such, it requires a price to be paid.
不管是母爱、友情之间的、朋友之间的爱。
Whether it is a maternal love or whether it is a love between friends.
甚至到上帝的无私的爱。
Or even God's selfless love.
都是要付出的，有代价的。
It all requires sacrifice. It all requires a price to be paid.
在没有讨论之前呢，我告诉你们一个故事。
Before we talk in depth about the price to be paid, I'll tell you a story.
以前我在香港有个朋友呢，他太太呢就经常埋怨他不送花给他。
I had a friend whose wife always complained that he never sent her flowers.
有一年他太太生日了，他今年有花送给他太太。
One year, it was his wife's birthday, and he actually had flowers to give to his wife.
这个花不是他买的。
But he did not buy the flowers.
是他路过坟场的时候顺手捡的。
It's because he was passing by a cemetery and just happened to grab a bunch from the cemetery.
他也收到花很高兴的，但是可惜一看到花上面有点坏了，就是不是很新鲜。
But the wife was very happy when she received the flowers. However, became suspicious when she saw that the flowers were not too fresh.
就开始怀疑，问他了。
And started questioning the husband.
最后，他只能是坦白说了。
Finally, he confessed.
我相信不用说结果吧，大家都知道结果会怎么样的。
And I think we can all imagine the results given she's Hong Kongese.
真爱是要付出的，因为口说无凭。
True love is a love that wants to give.
在我结婚不久的时候，我也买了用了一个当时香港人的大概是一个半月的工资，买了一堆手表送给我太太。
True love also requires proof. When we got married, Michael got married, him and his wife got a set of rings worth half a month's salary.
他现在还记得这个手表是什么情况下送给他的。
And Linda, Michael's wife, still remembers the.Why and how it was bought, the date that it was bought.
是因为太太 Linda 她的记忆力好吗?
So why does she remember? Is it because she has a good memory?
当然了，她的记忆力很好。
Of course, her memory is quite good.
但是原因不是这个，原因就是因为我不管我们说多少个 I love you.
But that's not the reason. Because no matter how many times Michael says I love you,
当有人问到的时候，问到他的时候，他还会可能会说有吗？什么时候说过？
Because no matter how many times Michael says I love you to Linda, when people ask Linda about it, she goes, "Did he say that? Really?"
好像说过吧。
You may have said it.
因为说出 "I love you" 是不用钱的。
That is because when you say the words "I love you," they're just words. They're free.
口说无凭。
I guess that translates to talk is cheap.
It's not cheap. Evidence.
其
实很多女性都会这样子吧，但是我不是性别歧视，还不要误会。
Disclaimer, not trying to be sexist, but apparently a lot of women are like this.
所以上帝的爱也不例外。
But God's love is no different.
今天我们所读的经文一到十一节里面的，我们要注意第八节是整段经文的中心。
In today's Bible passage in Romans chapter 5, 1 to 11, verse 8 is possibly the heart of this passage.
唯有基督在我们 还在做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
只有基督在我们做罪人的时候，意思就是说我们还没成为上帝的儿女的时候，甚至是上帝的仇敌的时候，基督已经为我们付出了。
Only Christ, while we were still sinners, meaning that we were not yet children of God, meaning we were probably in fact enemies of God,Only Christ at this time was willing to pay the price for us, sacrificing His precious life.
付出他的宝贵生命，上帝的爱就在这里显明了。
Love was revealed to us.
或许你们可以问，我怎么知道上帝爱我们？
So we may ask, how do we know that God loves us?
答案就是在耶稣基督的身上。
The answer lies in Jesus Christ.
因着他的血我们人的罪才得到赦免。
Because it is only through His precious blood that we are forgiven and made right with God.
他的爱就像最近的一节新闻。
His love, is like a piece of news that we're about to share.
你们看到这个是一个当时怀孕了三个多月的时候的一个妈妈。
This is an anecdote about Lorraine Allard. True story. She was a, mother pregnant for 3 months.
医生告诉她她有癌症。
The doctor told her she had cancer.
马上要终止怀孕。
She must terminate the pregnancy immediately.
接受化疗。
And start receiving chemotherapy.
但是她不同意。
But she did not agree.
她一定要坚持把孩子生出来。
She strongly requested to keep the baby.
但是可是他的身体越来越糟糕。
But her health deteriorated.
所以医生就在这个孩子能够最短的就是能够开刀把他最取出来的没有对孩子没有危险的时间中就做了这个手术。
So the doctor undertook an operation to, deliver the baby prematurely at the earliest stage possible.
这 baby 还没因为没满十个月所以还出来之后要放在一个仪器里面要去养他的。
Given the baby was quite premature, it had to, stay in a intensive care unit.
你要这个妈妈马上接受化疗。
And when the baby was finally delivered at this time, the mother immediately went straight into chemotherapy.
但是可是太迟了。
But unfortunately, it was too late.
也许我没记错，两个月之后妈妈死了。
Within 2 months, the mother had passed away.
在她死之前，她抓住这个 baby 的手说为了你我愿意牺牲。
But, on her deathbed, the mother took the hand of the baby and said, for you, I am willing to sacrifice.
你们这个故事非常感人。
This is a very touching story.
出自母爱。但是我还是会问你们假设故事出自这种的是为了这敌人的时候你会见你说吗？
But nevertheless, I need to ask you, would you make this kind of sacrifice for your enemies?
保罗告诉我们，当我们做罪人的时候，上帝已经为我们差他的独生爱子耶稣基督道成肉身在世上为我们牺牲了。
Paul reminds us, whilst we are sinners, we are enemies of God.
为我们钉在十字架上。
But God sent His only Son, Christ, to die on the cross for us.
以赛亚书53章4到5节告诉我们
In Isaiah 53 it tells us
他竟然担当我们的忧患背负我们的痛苦我们却以为他受责罚被上帝击打苦待了哪知他为我们的罪犯受害为我们的罪业压伤因为受的刑罚我们得到平安因他的受的鞭伤我们得到医治。
Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Iniquities and by his wounds we are healed.
我们可以从这些图片上看到，感受一下耶稣受的鞭伤是能够教我们医治我们的。
I mean, from these images, we can envisage the kinds of punishment Jesus endured for our sins so that we would be healed.
我们就是一个像迷途的羔羊一样。
We are like sheep who have gone astray.
喜欢走哪里就走哪里。
Each one to his own way.
在上帝眼中我们是罪人。
For before God, we are all sinners.
但是上帝没有把罪归到我们身上。
However, God has not punished us for our sins.
反过来归到耶稣基督身上。
Instead, in place of us, he punished his own beloved son, Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是背负这个十字架为了我们这些罪人来背的。
Christ carried our cross for the burdens of sinners like you and me.
并不是耶稣有罪。
Not because Christ himself had any sin.
是他愿意为我们的罪人承担我们的罪。
But rather because he was willing to shoulder the sin for sinners like you and me.
保罗有一句话说，他若在你们中间可以说一句话的话，他只会说耶稣基督并钉他的十字架。
Such Paul says, For I resolved to know nothing while I was still with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
这个就是上帝对显示他的爱，这是真爱，这个是上帝的恩情。
This is God showing us that his love was true and that it was a kind and gracious love.
保罗提醒我们，当我们在罪人的时候，上帝已经为我们，耶稣基督已经为我们死在十字架上，是我们不配的。
Because Paul reminds us, it was Jesus Christ who was willing to die for us on the cross while we were still sinners, showing us God's great love.
在刚才读的经文里面，第八节里面有两个字叫显明，上帝的爱就在我们显明，显明这个意思是说站出来的意思。
In Romans chapter 5 verse 8, word was used, God demonstrated to us, the word demonstrated.
上帝的爱就在我们身上显明出来。
In the ancient Greek translation means this was to stand out, and this is how God's love was stand out and was demonstrated to us.
现在我们来看第三点，爱是要表明出来。
Finally, the third point, true love must be physically shown.
刚才我说过，
demonstrated.
真爱是要付出的。
Just then we spoke about that love must be paid for with the price.
只要有行动的。
Must be action.
我们再来看这个浪子的故事，这个爸爸可以说，孩子你回来了就好了， OK 了，我原谅你了。
Returning to the parable of the prodigal son, the father could have simply turned around and said to the son, Son, I'm glad you returned home, I forgive you, OK.
但实际不是这样子，他的爱是从他的恩情表露出来，把最好的衣服给他穿，杀肥牛，开 party.
ButInstead, he did not do just this, but rather he physically shows and demonstrates his love by bringing out his best clothes, ordering a calf to be slain, and throwing a party.
真正的爱是要表明出来。
True love must be shown.
几个星期前，我的女儿咳嗽得很厉害。
For example, 3 weeks ago, Marcus' daughter had a really bad cough.
她不喜欢吃中药。
She doesn't like Chinese medicine.
在上个星期，当得到一个药剂师给我就到处打听什么药对他好。
So I've been asking around about what kind of medicine is good.
当时他给我说有中药很好，但是当时已经是晚上9:45。
And last Wednesday night, I was fortunate enough to meet a pharmacist who recommended me a really good type of medicine. But unfortunately, that night it was already almost 10:00.
但是我还是抱着一个希望，能买马上买到这个药。
But I still held the hope of buying this medicine tonight for my daughter.
所以我从安托纳知道以后一直打听去到 Kobe 买到了一家 Kobe 一家是开到12点的以后你想知道我告诉你地址。
So all the way from Altona, I eventually found a pharmacist in Coburg, which closed at midnight in order to buy this medicine.
买到了我就回到我的家里。
And once I bought the medicine, I went home.
真爱是要付出的。
So true love requires action to match.
德兰修女大家都知道。
Sure, everyone has heard of Mother Teresa.
她喜欢在，她只会付出到街上去，把一些快要死的人带回家，然后呢给他们洗澡，给他们 穿衣服，让他们能够有个非常好的舒适的一个临终的一个安息。
Throughout her life, she often went onto the streets in India to see patients and people who were dying from illness, bringing them back to her place, bathing them and allowing them to spend the rest of their short days in comfort.
这个也是真爱的表示。
This is a sign, a demonstration of true love.
现在有很多人会学这一点。
Nowadays, many people try to follow suit.
这些是一些政客。
Unfortunately, most of these are politicians.
他们带着大批的记者、摄影师去到贫民区里面送礼物、问候，但是背后是有他们的目的。
They go around with a large host of reporters, photographers, going to the slums, giving gifts and saying all sorts of nice things, but at the end of the day, they all have motives.
他们说几句话，目的只是要拍拍照，出出镜头。
The words they say are just to be photographed, to be reported.
不用数分钟或者半个小时，他们就走了。
And they'd never stay there for more than a few minutes, half an hour.
他们目的就是为了他们的票。选票或是一些政治的本钱。
Then the motive is to establish political rapport to appeal to people.
这种付出不是真爱。
This kind of action is not a demonstration of true love.
真爱付出是不需要有人看到的。
True love means that you are giving love without necessarily having people see.
但是需要你的行动表示出来。
What must happen is that you must demonstrate it via action.
你想去爱某些人，一定要付出行动。
If you want to love someone, you have to take action.
结婚是表示双方愿意委身给对方的一种表示。
I mean, the concept of marriage is one where both parties take action to show their love for each other.
所以结婚是不会偷偷摸摸的。
And hence, marriage is a very outward expression. You don't do it in secret.
所以我们一定要将我们的爱流露出来。
And hence, we must all share our love outwardly.
那我们怎么能够真正的明白到上帝的恩爱是出于恩情呢？
So, well,
我们有个例子，有一个百万亿万富翁说：“我给你100万，你是非常需要的。”但是你可以想想，这个他是亿万富翁。给你100万，广东话叫小儿科啊。
So do we really understand God's love, and is it out of His grace? For example, if a billionaire with all the wealth in the world says, "I'll give you $1 million, which is, you know, a fraction of his fortune, but it's the whole world to you," is this really love? Does this really mean anything from him?
你不会真真正正感觉到这是恩惠。
In all honesty, you probably won't feel that he has been very gracious with you because it doesn't mean all that much to him.
有些时候我们在想上帝的爱也是这样子。
And I guess sometimes when we think of God's love, we may feel it is like this, God giving us something very small to him but very big to us.
因为原因可能你还不明白上帝的爱是为什么会为罪人出自的爱的意思。
But perhaps this is because we ourselves don't understand what it means for God to have loved sinners.
上帝的爱是要付出代价的。
Because God's love has paid a huge cost.
约翰福音三章十六节说的，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子为我们献上，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
And what verse says it better but John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
他是献出独生子耶稣的生命。
God has given us the life of his only son, Jesus Christ.
假设我们能够真正明白上帝这个爱是出于恩情的时候，
When we truly understand that God's love comes from his grace,
我们就会经常说是我们本身没有反映出这个真理而已。可能原因就是我们被病毒侵入了。
Perhaps the answer is we're all infected by a virus.
我叫这种病毒叫宗教病毒，一点都不夸张。
In fact, I can honestly say it could be claimed as the religion virus.
这种病毒就是 德国神学家潘佛华所说的廉价英语。
This religion virus is probably best described by the German Lutheran theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
他当时说，德国的教会流行了一种廉价恩典，是教会的最大的敌人。
So Dietrich Bonhoeffer coined his concept, what he thinks that is the greatest enemy to the church.
可能你会说，略讲错啊，牧师经常说教会最大的敌人是魔鬼吗？
Sorry, and that was cheap grace, his concept of cheap grace. But you may ask, doesn't the pastor always tell us that the greatest enemy of the church is the devil?
这个神学家所说的教会最大的敌人是廉价恩典，原因是因为我们会认为这些恩典是免费的。
So why then does Mr. Dietrich Bonhoeffer say that the greatest enemy to the church is cheap grace?
一般免费的东西我们都不会太过看重的。
This is because we all perceive grace as something that is free. And a lot of times when we see something for free, we take it for granted. We do not treasure it.
所以在街上有人送一些礼券啊，或者人人有份的东西呢，你不会看重的。
For example, if people are handing out things for free on the street, you don't really feel it's worth anything.
又好像有人向你传福音的时候，哎，信耶稣好，得永生好，你只要举手绝句，你就可以上天堂，很容易的。
I mean, in the same way, if someone is preaching the gospel to you, to believe in Christ, to believe in eternal life, good, just by raising a hand, you can not go to hell and go to heaven. Too easy.
今天我就要告诉你，上帝给我们这个恩典是白白给我们的，只要付出昂贵的代价。
But I tell you today that the grace that God has freely given to us was for a great cost to Him.
是耶稣为我们钉在十字架上流出他的宝血的代价。
Because God's cost was His own Son, Jesus Christ, bleeding His precious blood on the cross.
你以为是免费，不是，只不过是这个代价不用我们出而已。
I mean, you think it's free, but it is not. It is just that we ourselves do not need to pay for it.
罗马书第六章二十三节告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。
Romans 6:23 tells us the wages of sin are death.
耶稣已经替我们付出这个代价。
But Jesus Christ has paid this cost, this wage on our behalf.
也许我再说一个例子。
Perhaps I'll give you another example.
但是这个例子说出来，假设是有相同的话，实属巧合。
I apologize if this example strikes home with someone. It's just a coincidence, I swear.
在以前我在开出租的时候，我就听到一个海外的学生在车上见底来跟他朋友说。
Previously, during my days as a taxi driver, I once heard an overseas student conversing with their friend.
他情绪不好，政府要把他赶走，要他回国。
Their grades were not too good. The overseas grades were not very good, and the government wanted to discontinue their studying abroad and send them back to their home country.
他准备跟这个政府打官司，他跟朋友说，我有钱交学费，政府有什么权利管我？
But she wanted to take the government to court and said to her friend, you know, my family has a lot of money for the school fees. Why does the government want to get involved and kick me out?
我是没有心机读书的了，我来澳洲就是想玩一玩。也要用钱买个学位。
Admittedly, I have no intention of studying hard. I'm just in Australia for a fun time. But, you know, I just wanted to use my money and buy a degree while I'm out here.
我爸有的是钱。
Parents have a lot of money.
他供养我读书是应该的。
And it is, you know, their obligation to pay for my studies.
真是想提醒大家，家中每一个成员除了辈分上有区别之外，是没有区别的。
I very much wanted to remind her that everyone, every member of the family, apart from their difference in age, is all the same.
在家里，不论你内外都有责任的。
In a family, no one exempt. Everyone has the same responsibility.
这些责任都是平等的。
Everyone is equal.
不包括赚钱呢、用钱呢、家里一切所有的，都是同等责任跟享受权。
I mean, including saving money, spending money, housework, everything, every member of the family should have the same rights and responsibilities.
的确，我们有些时候来到教会的时候，不明白这个恩典是怎么昂贵的时候，就会把上帝这个恩典廉价化。
I mean, it's true. Sometimes when we come to church and we don't understand how precious this grace is, we would bestow grace upon each other very cheaply.
金一刚才说了，我们举举手祷告觉知就可以上天堂了。
Just as we said before, you know, maybe if we raise our hands and give our life to, say we give our life to God, that we'll have eternal life. It's very cheap and easy.
不用付出任何代价。
We don't need to have any cost.
但是我们不是用，只是用口来传福音。
But we cannot just use our mouth to spread the gospel.
上帝是要我们把他的恩情表明出来的。
God's grace and love must be shown by actions.
我们绝对不能只口说。
We don't spread it using our words, just mere words.
就变成空口道了。
Because otherwise it'll become an empty gospel.
在我们信主的时候，要我们用我们的生命来表明基督耶稣的真情。
After we believe in God, we need to use our lives to demonstrate, to live as a testimony for Christ Jesus.
或者我来这样形容这个过程。我们进到慕道班的时候，就等于进到幼儿园。
Perhaps I can use this kind of example. When we go to our Alpha course, it's like us going to kindergarten.
信主之后，就是到了小学。
Once we start believing in God, it's like we've graduated and gone to primary school.
我们需要参加一些栽培班啊、查经啊、小组啊，然后再上到中学。
After we start participating in our cell groups and reading and studying the Bible, it's as if we go into high school.
我们的目的不是地上的大学，是天上的大学。
And our ultimate goal is entering the university not on earth, but the university that is heaven.
上帝已经在我们的家庭先去给我们准备这些中小学了。
I mean, God, in all our family communities, has primary and secondary schools available for us to use.
只要我们学习怎么表露上帝的恩情。
So that we may learn more about how we can share God's grace and love.
当然，我们学习过程里面可能会有错。
Of course, in the course of studying, we may make some mistakes.
也不可能一步就做得最好。
And often we can't live up to the standard immediately.
最重要的是你有没有兴趣学。
But that doesn't matter. As long as you wholeheartedly attend the school, it's all about your mentality.
所以要是你来到教会不能感觉到上帝的恩情的话，这个是非常讽刺的事情。
And hence, if you come to church, but you can't experience God's grace, this is a very ironic thing.
假设是这样，你的话原因只有一个。
What could be the reason? There is only one.
就是因为我们没有学习去施语。
That's because we haven't learned
接着这个付出流露出上帝的恩情。
We haven't learned to share this grace with others.
家庭教会就是我们学习的地方。
Our homes and churches are where we should learn.
我们可以在家主动做点事情。
We should take the initiative at home to do things, help out.
在教会可以去每个岗位主动做点事情。
Perhaps we should take the initiative at church to serve also.
不要怀这个目的，只是想父亲或者牧师来拍拍你的肩膀 ，Well done.
The goal is not for your parents or your pastor to pat you on the back and praise you for your actions.
当然，赞赏是必定有的。
Of course, these rewards are a given.
但是不要忘记，这个是上帝要我们做的功课。
But the ultimate goal of your actions is because God wants you to do this.
弟兄姊妹，主把你带到这里来，给你现在这个家庭，就是要你学习怎么付出。
Brothers and sisters, God brought you here and gave you the family that you have right now in order to teach you how to pay the price.
好叫你能够像一些没有信的人，表扬基督，耶稣基督的福音。
So that you could go to those who do not yet believe in Christ and preach to them the gospel.
并不是单是用口说，是要用有行动的。
And this is not just to speak to them about the gospel, but also to live it in your actions, to show and demonstrate to them.
弟兄姐妹，假设你愿意重新在上帝面前立志的话，现在就在你家里开始从你弟兄姐妹之中流露出这份恩情。
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to reinvigorate your faith in God so that in your own family, among your own brothers and sisters, you are bestowing this grace to preach to them outside of the church about Christ's grace?
并且向教会外的人讲耶稣基督的恩情。
Are you willing to go out and preach the gospel to people outside of the church?
现在假设你愿意，在心中就向上帝说我愿意。
And if you do, please in your heart pray to God saying I am willing.
刚才假设还没有信主的朋友，假设你也想得到上帝这份认情的话，我也邀请你说，在心中说我愿意。
And also, brothers and sisters, those of you who do not believe in God as yet, if you are willing to accept His grace, please pray in your hearts, I am willing.
我们一起来祷告。
So let us pray.
天父上帝，我们因着你的爱怜悯我们，在我们在是罪人的时候，你已经把你的爱用爱子耶稣基督任他的鞭伤，任他流出的宝血为我们牺牲你的性命。这个在实际上说得很清楚，因为你爱我们，我们觉得为此感到羞耻，因为我们在家庭、社区、教会当中都没有同样的愿意为你付出代价，我们只能够将你的恩情、鞭刑廉价化。求主帮助我们真正的愿意付出，求你的灵与我们同在，让我们为你做美好的见证，叫我们在家庭中、社区中、教会中都能够为你付出，好叫人能认出你就是那一位唯一的救世主。祷告是奉我主耶稣基督的名求，